Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people have called in thinking that they have ADHD. And whether it's when I work for the telemedicine company or for the show, and they ask or they email saying, ADHD. And when I ask them, have you always had it? They go, no, but I just can't get through work. I work from home. I don't want to go back to the office, but I just can't get anything done. And I do believe there are many of you out there that do have adult attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, whether it's the attention deficit or the hyperactivity. But I also believe a lot of it might not be a DSM-5 diagnosis. It might be you just don't like what you're doing and you're losing the ability to focus. Now, if I don't like reading a book and I don't like the book, I'm not going to pay attention to the book. If I'm distracted because I got kids and pets and so many other things going on, it's going to distract me. Does that mean I actually have attention deficit? So to review the diagnosis, the DSM-5 criteria for attention deficit, for inattention, if we look at kids, they have to have at least 6 or more of the below symptoms up to age 16, 5 or more if you're an adolescent, or 17 on up to adult. And this has to be present for at least 6 months. Also, we can't use things like if you're a 2-year-old, yeah, you're probably not going to watch the news. So it has to be appropriate for your age. So you often fail to give close attention to details. You make careless mistakes in schoolwork or at work. You can't hold attention to your tasks. You don't listen when spoken to directly. You don't follow through on instructions. You don't finish your homework, your chores, your duties in the workplace, your tasks. You don't organize well. You maybe dislike certain tasks that require mental effort and you try to avoid for something that's a little bit more robotic. You're easily distracted. You lose things you need for those tasks. Like a kid might keep losing his notebook or pencils or something like that. You might keep losing your password or your whiteout or whatever you're using. And then you are just very forgetful in daily activities. Now, hyperactivity, 6 or more symptoms for kids, 5 or more for adults. You're hyperactive or impulsive if you fidget, tap your hands or feet, squirm in your seat. I give credit to those, though, who are worried about a blood clot. And so me, I will constantly kind of move my legs if I have to sit a long period of time, like doing my show, because I don't want to get a blood clot. So that you're allowed to do that if you're trying to avoid pathology. If you leave your seat in situations where you're supposed to be seated, if you're, for a child, running around, climbing in situations when you're supposed to be sitting in a class, adults, where you're feeling restless when you have to sit there in a meeting and you don't want to be in the meeting. If you always look like you're on the go, driven by a motor, that's me. If you talk excessively, that's me. If you blurt out an answer before a question, that's me too. Trouble waiting their turn, again me. Often interrupts or intruding on others. Okay, that makes you hyperactive. But we're not talking about me. we're not talking about hyperactivity. We're talking about attention deficit and focus. So many of you are wondering, do you need to go on Ritalin? Do you need to go on Adderall? And I've had individuals call up saying, my doctor won't give it to me because they say there's a shortage. I can't get through work. So I want to make sure you don't lose your job. I also want to make sure you're not being misdiagnosed. You know, even if the stimulant helps you, how long are you going to be able to be on the stimulant? What if you start having changes with your heart? What if your blood pressure goes up and the doctor says, we got to get you off this medicine? Are you going to lose your job? So whether you have attention deficit or not, if you can't get the medication or you can't get the treatment or you can't get in to see a provider, what are some things you could do? Well, first and foremost, what I tell everybody to do is break down the task. You will be given a task or a work assignment that might be bigger than you think you can handle. And you might be given a timetable. But you're so worried about it, and you try to get the ball rolling, and all of a sudden 5 days are in, and now you're rushing. So make goals, mini goals. All right? Now, I write books. I'm not a big fan of writing, but I write books with colleagues and students and that. And sometimes it's really hard because you get writer's block. So I give myself a task. Just get the introduction done. And it doesn't have to be the final. But get the template or get the table contents. Get the template. Making templates help because then you only have to fill in certain pieces and then you build on it and build on it. Same thing with your work task. If you have to write a grant and there's multiple questions, say, well, I'm going to get the tax ID, I'm going to get this paragraph, I'm going to get this, I'm going to have it all organized. Clean your desk. If you have a clean desk, you're not going to be distracted. Be in a quiet room. Another thing is reward yourself for meeting that goal. All right? Let's say dinner is 2 hours away. So you'll be able to have dinner once you get this part done. Now, I mean, don't pick something where you won't eat for 5 days. Or I could watch that Netflix show once I get this piece done. But then I got to get back to doing the second piece. But break it up. Make sure you're well rested. I have a lot of students that are studying hours upon hours. They go, I don't have time to sleep. You're not going to learn anything if you don't sleep. You have to stop and sleep. It's okay. And you notice if you sleep, you'll be more efficient with what you're doing. And another thing that I recommend, and I did this in school, and I recommend this to everybody, is work with somebody. You don't always have to do a task alone. Get a work colleague or a fellow student or a buddy to work with you on it. And say, help keep me focused. I got to do this, and it seems overwhelming. And sometimes your friend or your buddy or your coworker can be like, okay, you know what, let's come up with a title. Or let's come up with this phrase, or let's come up with this list of contacts or whatever. And sometimes having that second person, third person helps. So there's ways around it. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. Sinead O'Connor has died. The Irish music legend was only 56 years old, and I believe passed away last night. She shot to stardom across the world in 1990 with her Prince's Nothing Compares to You.
Nothing compares to you.
And it comes a year after her son took his own life when he was 17 years old. He was escaped from a hospital. Her son died. She changed her name to Shuhada Sadaqat in 2018 when she converted to Islam. We believe she was in spending most of her time overseas, in Ireland, London. And in her last tweet, O'Connor posted a photo of Shane and said, been living as undead night creature since. He was the love of my life, the lamp of my soul. And, you know, seeing this, it's crushing. She wrote, we were one soul and two halves. He was the only person who ever loved me unconditionally. I am lost in the bardo without him. So many tributes have come in. We aren't exactly sure what happened. We know that she had mental health issues. She was abused, allegedly, by her mom and sexually abused as well. And then was put in a corrective school after she was in trouble for stealing, allegedly. And, I mean, she became a musical sensation but struggled ever since. And so we don't have a lot of information, but Sinead O'Connor has passed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as if we don't have enough on our plate with everything going on, UFOs apparently are real. And a former military intelligence officer turned whistleblower informed the House today that Congress has been kept in the dark on purpose about unidentified anomalous phenomena. So we don't really call them UFOs anymore. We call them UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena. Now, this is being reported by CBS News. They are alleging that the executive branch withheld the information about the mysterious objects for years. David Grush, who served for 14 years as an intelligence officer in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, appeared before the House Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee alongside two former fighter pilots who had firsthand experience with these unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs. Grush served as a representative on two Pentagon task forces investigating UAP until earlier this year. He told lawmakers that he was informed of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program during the course of his work examining classified programs. He said he was denied access to those programs when he requested it and accused the military of misappropriating funds to shield the operations from congressional oversight. He later said he had interviewed officials who had direct knowledge of aircraft with non-human origins. Now, in the olden days, if somebody said they saw a UFO, they were accused of misinformation, they were accused of mental illness, risked being put into a mental institution, and people didn't take them seriously. Now we are having very highly decorated, educated, experienced individuals saying the stuff is real and it's being covered up. It's fascinating to me. Grush, members of both parties questioned how Congress could go about investigating the remarkable allegations, a reflection of the increasing willingness by lawmakers to demand that the executive branch be more forthcoming about these. According to Representative Tim Burchett, a Republican from Tennessee, he says, we're going to uncover the cover-up. I hope this is just the beginning of many more hearings and many more people coming forward about this. The Pentagon did not immediately respond to a request for comment about Grush's claims, but the department has denied his assertions in the past. So the UAP issue is starting to get a little bit more public scrutiny because there were several video recordings of the encounters that were released. And I can't really identify what's in these. You just hear people in the background going, what is that? What is that? Wow, that, you know, and you see it moving through the air at high speeds, no apparent method of propulsion. But then you also wonder, what are they doing here? And why don't, are they making contact? Are they landing? Yeah, is it from another country? Rather than it being another galaxy or universe. So the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, which Congress established last year to investigate the incidents, have 800 reports of UAP as of May. Military officials have said most cases have innocuous origins. Others are unexplained. But lawmakers say that the military knows more than it's disclosed to Congress. So there were some other witnesses. The panel heard from Ryan Graves, a former Navy pilot, who has spoken out about encountering UAPs on training missions. And David Fravor, the tic-tac video of a large object during a flight off the coast of California, he's the one that shot that video. All three witnesses said current reporting systems are inadequate to investigate UAP encounters, and a stigma still exists for pilots and officials who press for more transparency about their experiences. Mr. Graves was an F-18 pilot stationed in Virginia Beach in 2014 when his squadron first began detecting unknown objects. He described them as dark gray or black cubes, according to CBS, inside of a clear sphere where the apex tips or tips of the cubes were touching the inside of the sphere. He said a fellow pilot told him about one incident 10 miles off the coast in which an object between 5 and 15 feet in diameter flew between two F-18s and came within 50 feet of the aircraft. He said there was no acknowledgement of the incident or a way to report the encounter at the time. He said these are not rare or isolated. If everyone could see the sensor and video data I've witnessed, our national conversation would change. He said, I urge us to put aside stigma and address security and safety. If UAP are foreign drones, it is an urgent national security problem. If it is something else, it is an issue for science. In either case, unidentified objects are a concern for flight safety. The American people deserve to know what is happening in our skies. It's long overdue. And I agree with that. There may be individuals, you know, looking at this going, okay, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know if I'm ready to believe they're UFOs. And I'm mixed on that, too. You know, I do feel that there is a lack of transparency. But if somebody told me that we have other life out there, I believe there's other life out there. I just don't know how close they would be. And, you know, how many hundreds of years back, because remember, there's light years and it takes time to get to Earth. I mean, do they survive that? Are they able to live hundreds and hundreds of years in order to make it out here? I mean, there's just so many questions. So as a scientist, you're always open to that. But I like how we worded that. Even if you aren't going to go with the whole UFO sort of theory, we have objects in our skies that could possibly hurt our planes, interfere with flight paths, leave debris, attack us. Even if it's from another country, let's say like China, don't we have the right to know and talk about it? Grush served as the National Reconnaissance Office's representative to the AARO and its predecessor task force. He said he was hopeful that his actions would ultimately lead to a positive outcome of increased transparency. Fravor recounted his 2004 encounter with an object off the California coast. He told the subcommittee that a smooth, seamless, oval-shaped object was spotted hovering over the water before rapidly climbing 12,000 feet into the air. It then accelerated and disappeared. It was detected 60 miles away less than a minute later. He said, I think what we experienced was, like I said, well beyond the material science and capabilities that we had at the time, that we have currently, or that we're going to have in the next 10 to 20 years. So Congress is pushing for UAP, UFO transparency. I know people are worried about, like what we saw the Armageddon movie where everybody would freak out and could possibly, you know, loot. And you know, that's why the government wants to keep things quiet. But on the flip side, I mean, our airline pilots need to know if things are flying in the sky and how to prepare and how to report it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Scorching heat is continuing to make its way across the country. Folks in the Midwest are now seeing temperatures pushing past 100 degrees. Forecasters are warning that heat and humidity could last for days. Cities like St. Louis, Wichita, Kansas City are roasting with temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above average. The Fed Reserve is set to announce its decision on an expected interest rate hike today. Last month, policymakers pressed pause on rate hikes for the first time in 15 months. The Fed has been striving to bring record inflation down to 2% by increasing rates all year long. Lawmakers are calling on the Defense Department to reveal what they know about UFOs. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett saying it's time for the Pentagon to be transparent about UFO sightings. Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some more breaking news. Apparently, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell might have had a medical event. We don't have a lot of details, but he was apparently speaking at a podium, and the 81-year-old Senate Majority Leader paused, appeared to not be able to complete his sentence. He was given some support. I believe Republican Senator John Thune helped him steady himself, moved him away from the podium. Thune then carried on. McConnell returned and insisted he was fine. But whenever I see something like this as a physician, I get a little nervous about a mild heart attack or a stroke or a mini stroke or something that could have interfered with his ability to speak. Luckily, he didn't collapse. It's a good sign, but this needs immediate follow-up. He's 81 years old. He was released from the hospital after he fell during a dinner at Washington, D.C. months ago. And so people are concerned about his health. A few years ago, people had noticed that his arms were very bruised. And we call it senile purpura, meaning bruising in older individuals. They're going to probably have to later change that name because people don't like the term senile. But senile purpura is where you see in older individuals a easy bleeding underneath the skin. And that can happen because their skin is so thin that the capillaries are able to touch and scrape things easier. I mean, your arms and hands are going into your pockets and you're moving and you're doing all sorts of things. You don't realize how much mini trauma your extremities are facing because your skin is pretty thick and it kind of shields and shock absorbs for the vessels underneath or within. But when you're older and the skin thins, has less elasticity, less bounce, you could bruise. Another thing that could signify or imply is that somebody's on blood thinners. If somebody's on blood thinners, they're going to bruise easier. Why would somebody be on blood thinners? Well, if they were at risk for a clot or a stroke. Somebody with atrial fibrillation, where the heart goes into an abnormal rhythm, can cause blood to slush around and not pump properly and cause clots. So I'm not saying that's what Mitch McConnell's issues are, but those are things that do make us concerned. And you keep hearing people ask about, I think, you know, Biden had said that we cured cancer and that, you know, cancer is no more. And I you know, it's frustrating when you see older individuals struggle. I don't want to blame it on their age. There are many individuals that are sharp as a tack well into their 90s and 100s. But it does make us nervous about what the body can take. And men don't seem to have the same life expectancy as women, but it doesn't mean they don't have the potential to still live longer. And, you know, just because Biden is struggling at age 80 doesn't mean we have to assume that all 80-year-olds will struggle. But because many people in his party do not want to say he has dementia or cognitive deficit, they're using the term, you know, is he older and maybe too old for office, because they think that's a little less discriminatory, even though it is still, you know, we don't want to be ageist where we discriminate against age. But, you know, the conversation keeps coming up. Do we need to have an age limit? I don't see that being practical where you say, well, you can't be over 80. I don't think that's practical, especially since with today's science, we are having people live longer. In fact, a few years back, one scientist said that one of the children that has been born in the 2020s will probably live till 150. And so if you look at 80, we're looking at middle age then. Although, I mean, I could barely get through, you know, my fifth decade or fourth decade. I don't know how I'm going to make it another 40, 50 years to 80 or 90. But, you know, it is a concern. I don't think we have to do the age cutoffs if we do the mental health testing. We have standardized tests for mental health. We also have standardized tests for physical health. Now, these are very easy. If we think somebody has cognitive deficit, we do the mental status exam. Trump apparently did one. There has been multiple calls for Biden to, but he doesn't do one. You don't have to discriminate on age. If you have a 90-year-old that can pass the mini mental status exam and doesn't make wrong, you know, doesn't call out wrong leaders or mix the countries up, or praise somebody as the current Queen of England when she's passed, and there's a King of England now. You don't have to discriminate against age. You could very easily, objectively say, take the test. Now, I get that would be a huge embarrassment. I understand why Biden would say no. That's, you know, for him to take a test and not pass. Trump, you know, he's cocky. He has that narcissism. He knew that if he denied it, people would be all up, into his ripped peritoneum. So he's like, I'll take it, I'll pass it, back off. And that's what he did. If Biden wanted people to back off and say, I'm taking the test, and now back off. But the fact that he doesn't want to take the test starts to look a little suspect. And it's a shame. And when people ask, why doesn't the Democrat side of things, you know, want somebody who's more vibrant? It all depends on what you're using the president for. If Joe Biden is following what the people behind him want, if he's a puppet, he might get nominated again. If he's doing exactly what those in power want him to do, he'll stay in power. If he's not putting up a fight, if he's sticking to the script as much as he could, and he's letting everybody else do what they need to do, they have no incentive to change that. You have somebody else go, wait a second, I have the power, I'm going to fire you. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's a little bit more intimidating. Trump is a different character. Trump doesn't look like he's told what to do. Now, it looks like he might get advice, but he makes it look like he's the one making the decisions. Biden has very often said, they won't let me ask questions. They won't let me do this. Who's they? We're all dying to know, who is they? Because maybe those guys are the ones that need to get fired for making some of the stupid decisions. So we wish Mitch McConnell well. I, as a doctor, always want people to spend some of their more senior years doing things that they love. I understand I'm a workaholic. A lot of individuals are workaholics, but I'd rather he travels, spends time with family. You know, if he is a failing health, or if anybody is a failing health, even Biden or Trump or whoever, if somebody is of, you know, failing health, I want them to spend their last years on Earth enjoying life. Now, for me, though, it would be working. I'm a workaholic. That's how I enjoy life. But as a physician, I would tell somebody, look, I know you like to work. There's a lot you could do. But don't expect you to be on this earth another 20, 30 years. You know, do you have a bucket list? Make sure you get that done. Or at least some of that done. You know, when you see individuals who are on their deathbed, and as a doctor, unfortunately, I've seen that too many times. Those that are ready to go are at peace. Many of them do have a spirituality and a faith. But many of them say, I had everything in my life that I wanted. I had my family. I was loved. I had pets. I did, you know, and you reflect on what you've done. So you need to, before you leave this earth, know that you did what you wanted or what needed to be done. And don't think you always have time to do that later. Do it now, so you can be at peace later. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have a little bit of good news. Apparently one of the storms that was making Florida a little nervous, it was a disturbance east of Florida, has disappeared off the National Hurricane Center's Tropical Outlook map. So hopefully that isn't going to be one of concern. There are, however, still other tropical waves that the National Hurricane Center is watching. So that Invest 95L, that they called it. Not exactly sure why it was called that, but it was. That apparently dissipated, as expected, in the Caribbean overnight. So that kind of was, you know, definitely welcoming news. At 2 a.m., though, the system east of Florida and south of Bermuda had a very low potential for development over the next 7 days. But despite low chance of tropical development, officials warned elevated wave heights and rip currents due to ocean swells may be possible later this week and into the weekend along the Atlantic coast beaches. And we are still in summer weather. Some schools start next week. So for some school districts, this upcoming weekend is the last weekend of summer. I don't really mind school starting earlier. I really have a problem with summer break being 3 months and winter break being 2 weeks, because I think a kid should be learning all year round. I think they lose a lot of what they learned in the summer when they just watch TV or play video games or stay out of the heat. And then why be stuck at home sick with the flu, missing class, because you have to be back at school in 2 weeks? So I'd rather see winter break, you know, maybe a month, 4 weeks, so it allows plenty of travel for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and flu season, and then shorten summer break. So I don't mind that the kids are going back to school in the summer, because they're just sitting around gaining weight and playing video games. But in the meantime, the Hurricane Center is tracking several tropical waves, including one with a 30% chance for development over the next 7 days. There have been 4 named tropical storms this season. On average, the 4th named tropical storm of the season usually occurs around August 15th, so we are ahead of schedule. The next name would be Emily. So the latest update says we have the eastern tropical wave, which is southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, tropical wave 1, which is eastern Atlantic, located northwest of Cabo Verde, tropical wave 2 in the central Atlantic, located between Puerto Rico and Cabo Verde, and then tropical wave 3 is a tropical wave in the eastern Caribbean, located north of the Dominican Republic. So, we have not really a lot of, shall we say, high percentages on if there would be impact, but it is something that they're watching. And then I'm told that we have another sort of development coming off the Western African coast that they're watching as well. So it had been predicted that we would have a below average hurricane season because it's an El Nino year. El Ninos protect us based on the wind shear and water temperature. That could, though, bode a more active Pacific season. But for the Atlantic, a not as active Atlantic hurricane season. Then it got upgraded to a little bit more closer to average. So I'm hoping we just don't need any more stress, any more drama. But that is obviously something that we're watching and we'll keep you posted on. Now, interestingly, I'm looking at pictures of Sorora cacti collapsing. Now, I grew up in basically Arizona and Phoenix and Vegas, because my father gambled, so I went to 12 schools. We moved back and forth. But Sorora cacti, you only really see in Arizona. And you are seeing pictures that they are leaning over, they're losing their arms, and in some cases falling over because of the extreme heat. Now, Arizona summers get usually some water from the monsoon season. And moisture usually comes in, hits southern Arizona or central Arizona, and then these cacti can load up on water. Well, the monsoon rains have still yet to arrive, and the city is still having streaks of 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, even though these plants know what heat is, they do need respite from the heat. So even though, I remember some of the temperatures hitting the 120s when I was living in Phoenix. So saguaros know that, but this is a consistent heat with no rain. That's a problem. So I believe the cacti can grow to over 40 feet high. And plant site physiologists in the Phoenix Garden are studying how much heat cacti can take. They thought that the plants were pretty adaptable and flexible to temperatures and the drought. Now we're wondering if they can handle it. And so you're seeing rotting saguaro that don't necessarily have to rot. Apparently the cacti do have to cool down. They need either rain, mist, or cooler temperatures. If not, they do sustain damage. This prolonged excessive heat is not helping. So it's interesting to see what, you know, when your cacti can't handle the heat, you know, that's kind of nerve-wracking. So we'll keep you posted on that. Apparently the heat wave is supposed to persist well into the weekend, well into next week for some. So use caution. Now, we're being told that the Fed's raised interest rates. Again, we've had a lot of breaking news today, but the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point. And in this much-anticipated move, they said the central bank raised rates to between 5.25 and 5.5%, the highest since early 2001. And it's because the Fed pressed pause on the interest rate for the first time in 15 months in June to allow time to assess the impact of an aggressive drive to dampen inflation. And I know there's a lot of, we don't have too much information because this is breaking news, but we've had, I think, 10 consecutive hikes since March 2022. Mortgages, borrowing costs have gone up, but there's been a lot of debate and discussions that, well, inflation is down and we're not in a recession and things are back to normal. But me as a consumer, I'm seeing things double the price. So I'm not really feeling this low inflation unless they're say, well, it's not inflation if this is the new normal, if these are the new prices. So I'm a little nervous about that. We're being told that the U.S. is also going to have water heater standards. This should save consumers $11 billion. This is being reported by Reuters, where the U.S. Department of Energy has proposed energy efficiency standards on water heaters to save consumers $1 billion on energy and water bills. They want to raise water heater efficiency. Apparently, the recommendations have not been updated for 13 years. They say water heating is responsible for roughly 13% of both annual residential energy use and consumer utility costs. I would think air conditioning would be more, but maybe it is, but 13% goes to our water heater. They say the most common sized electric water heaters can achieve efficiency gains with heat pump technology and gas-fired water heaters to achieve efficiency gains through condensing technology. The standards would take effect in 2029. They say it's expected to save $200 billion. I understand we've been kind of cautious about the government getting all up into our kitchen, getting rid of our gas stoves, you know, going into our carports or garages to change our cars, recommend car changes. No doubt water heater would be a part of that. All I know is I can't stand it when my water heater busts. And I know there's like waterless heaters that can just kind of, I guess, heat the water without needing to have a water heater. You guys might know more about it than I, but I love my hot showers. So as long as I can still get my hot showers and not have to pay an arm and a leg, I'll support it. But if we're taxing the electric grid any more than we are, I'm not going to be happy about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We gave you a lot of news today. I know a lot of stories. RIP Sinead O'Connor. Sounds like Mitch McConnell is doing okay. A lot of drama with Hunter Biden. And then, of course, the medical headlines that we gave you. Keep the questions coming at 1-877-DOCDALI or at drdahlia.com. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.